Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today we got our college football team preview. Today we're going to highlight the Florida State Seminoles. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Joining me to break down Florida State is nobody off ESPN. It's nobody off College Football Game Day. This gentleman played at Florida State. He's the reason the program is at a high level right now. Make no mistake. He was on the teams that took the program out of the dumps, what he was calling this a girls' school. But however, all it changed in 79 and 80, because this young man was a two-time All-American. First round pick in the 1981 draft by the Atlanta Falcons, 25th selection overall. They're very talented. He always wants me to say this also. I'm not going to forget. He's from Del Rey Beach, Florida. My man, Mr. Bobby Butler. How you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing great. Vincent, how you doing today, man?
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm excited. It's football time. We don't have, about a month and a half away?
Hey,
but
man.
But really get it going on?
It's time.
So you can understand.
It's time.
Right quick, I want to ask you a question, man. It just came to my mind. When you played in the league leading up to this time, what was your mindset? What was you doing getting ready for the season, man? Was it more or less weightlifting, training, eating right, dealing with the family? What was your mindset?
Well, it was time to go to work. I mean, so, you know, training camp for us was always mid-July. And so that being the case, I mean, you know, I really couldn't enjoy myself. I couldn't go on a vacation or anything like that and free my mind, you know, because it was time to go. We're a month out, right, from the mid-July. And so, man, it's time to go to work. I'm working, I'm running, I'm doing everything I can in the sun because, you know, it's hot in July and August, and you have to acclimate yourself to that in preparation for the season. And so I was ready to go. My mind was there and just waiting on it, waiting on about a few days before we showed up to camp.
Okay, let's talk about your Florida State Seminoles. Mm-hmm. 2022 team preview. Tell us what you like about this football team and can the Noles get back to Providence?
Well, let me say this, Vincent. First and foremost, I'm thankful that Coach Norvell is still at the helm. I think, you know, he's a good coach and he needs time to do what he has to do with the program. He's got to, you know, when you get time, you can recruit the kind of players you need for your program. And then, you know, we're living in a different time now with the transfer portal. That can always help you, but you still want to build your program the right way. You don't want to have to depend on the transfer portal. Let me say it that way. But yet and still, we have that to help us. You know, Jermaine Johnson came from Georgia. He truly helped us last year, right? So thankful he was in the transfer portal. But, you know, we can nickel and dime that and put a couple pieces here together. But let's say this, Vincent. I think everybody's ready to see our program turn around. Like I said, again, I think Coach Norvell is the person to do that. We just need patience with the people who are in charge with bringing in coaches here and there to just let him give him the proper opportunity he needs to turn it around. Now, with that being said, last year, you know, when we played our first game against Notre Dame, man, you know, we could have won that game. And we were so excited. The fan base, the alumni, we're all excited because we took Notre Dame to the end of the game, right? It was one of those games, and we really felt we should have won that game. Who knows, had we won that game, you know, what could have happened to our season last year? Because Vincent, you and I both know, you know, you can start out horrible, but if you put it together and start on a win streak like the Atlanta Braves been showing us the last few years, right? You know, you can get hot, man, and everything start going your way, and that can turn the whole tide for you, right? So what I like about where we are right now from an offensive standpoint, I think our coaching staff is in place. I think what Coach Norville has always done a great job of, if you follow his track, you know, his career at Memphis, he ran the football extremely well. And so last year, when you think about maybe our first six or seven games or so, we averaged 199 yards a game or more. And we ran the ball quite effectively last year. And I think we'll do that again this year. You know, we don't have Joshon Corbin with us anymore. He's gone. But, you know, Treshawn Ward averaged over 6 yards per carry for us last year. But we have a transfer from Oregon, Trey Benson, who should eventually be the main man in that backfield. So we're looking forward to seeing him play. But just like anything, Vincent, I mean, people who follow us and hear our show, when you hear me talk, always talk about building a program. And you got to build your program up front on both sides of the ball. And so our Achilles heel over the past 2 years has been our offensive line. Now, here's what I like about our offensive line. All right. We've had a few transfers. Bless Harris from Lamar should take one of those tackle spots. And the rest of these guys are veterans, Vincent. They've been there. They have game experience now. So I'm praying and hoping that this game experience is going to pay off. Hey, let me say it this way. We should be better up front just with the guys getting time on the field, right? So if we can get the chemistry in our O-line together, hey, look, man, I look for great things to happen on our offense because, hey, I think we got the right guy leading the team. I think Jordan Travis showed last year he was the guy, right? He's a very talented dual threat kind of quarterback that can run the ball. But last year he became a passer. You know, he won some games. You know, we beat Miami on that 4th-and-14 down there. He hit the receiver across the middle, and that won the game for us. And so I always really believe if you got an O-line, you got a quarterback, you got a real good shot of winning. Because at the end of the day, I got a firm belief that running backs and wide receivers are a dime a dozen. You can find a running back and a receiver anywhere. Not to negate the guys who are five stars and the big-time All-Americans, but you can get guys who can do the job and get it done. And at wide receiver, we have Jahkay Douglas, right, who averaged over 18 yards per catch last season on 14 receptions, and Ontario Wilson, who led the team in receiving last year. So we got those two veterans back. We also added another transfer from Oregon, and Mekhi Pittman, he's coming in. And we got Johnny Wilson from Arizona State who transferred in. And what one of the things that I want to see Jordan do better this year, because a lot of people, if you play quarterback, if you ever play quarterback, or if you see the great quarterbacks play, there's one thing you got to do at that position. You got to find that guy who moved the chains for you. And I think Cameron McDonald, a tight end, is that guy. He's a pretty decent tight end, Vincent. We got to find him and get him more involved in the game this year. And I think from an offensive standpoint, we should be pretty good. Now, on the other hand, our defense, we lost some studs over there last year, of course, Jermaine Johnson. Now, Kier Thomas is gone, all right? But, you know, we had some guys, some help through the transfer portal. And some guys on that side of the line have gotten some experience. They're veterans now, all right? But Tatum Bethune transferred from UCF, all right? We got Verse, who was a big transfer from Albany, you know. Kalen DeLoach, who's a hybrid outside linebacker, you know, we should see him put the quarterback on the ground quite often this year, right? Jamie Robinson is back at safety, and we got a great recruit in Akeem Dent. That was a massive recruit for us right there, right? So at the end of the day, I think we got some guys who they're not freshmen, they're not sophomores anymore, Vincent. We got some veterans that have been there, and more than anybody, they want to win. Because they've been in this program because, you know, our tradition is strong. The last 4 years, we've been in the dumps. And I know they're tired and sick of hearing about it. But here's what I like to say, Vincent. Only they can do something about it. And so they're going to get the opportunity to do so. So when I look at our team with the leadership, with our quarterback in place, you know, on both sides of the ball, we got great coaching staff. Odell Higgins is still part of that defense. You know, we got some guys over there. Ron Dugans, we got some guys over there. And so what we need to do is just bring it all together. And I think this FSU team should win 8 or 9 football games in 2022. I'm really expecting that. And I'm not saying that's not a wish, that's not a hope. We're truly capable of winning 8 to 9 football games. And then again, if we get it going, Vincent, if we get momentum, hey, we can be a 10-game, have a 10-game, 10-11 game winning season. I really believe that with all my heart.
Basically, you know, Mike Morrell came over from Memphis to 901. As you said, he had great success in running the football. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the quarterbacks he had. Riley Ferguson ended up pretty well. Brady White ended up pretty well. But, you know, you're looking at the Florida State football team. One thing I like about the roster is experience.
Yes.
Then the strength, as you mentioned, Coach Norrell is going to run the football. Mm-hmm. Then the offense has more playmakers, right. Game changers.
Right.
And then you got to think about Florida State offensively. Mm-hmm. And then you think about y'all tradition, the good old days, I call them, Fred Bilipkoff.
That's right.
Ron Sellers.
That's right.
Walter Jones.
There you go.
Bill Lanier.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy Dukes.
There you go.
Clyde Schreier. Charlie Ward. Greg Allen. William Floyd.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Peter Bowell.
Yes, sir.
Daniel Dockett. Derek Brooks. Marvin Jones. Leroy Butler.
You're preaching
Terrell
good.
Buckley.
You're preaching good.
Deion Sanders. And yours truly in front of me, Bobby Butler. Not Jordan Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Offensively,
mm-hmm.
You got to be Charlie Ward, too.
Uh-huh.
I like what he did his last 6 games of the season.
Yes.
9 touchdowns, 1 INT.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the 2 big wins, a big road win over North Carolina, 35-25.
That's right.
And then the home win over Miami, 31-28.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed like he's maturing.
Mm-hmm.
He's starting to get comfortable in Mr. Norrell's system.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to tell you what. Y'all got very lucky, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Trey Benson had a serious knee injury in Oregon, but he was a beast in high school.
Yeah.
6'1", 215.
Mm-hmm.
He's got something that you want in a running back. It reminds me of Breece Hall out of Iowa State. That's what the Jets. He can run between the tackles.
Right.
Then I like the receiving position. You mentioned your 2 gentlemen up front, but the transfers y'all brought in.
Yes.
Mikael Pittman.
Mm-hmm.
Solid as a rock. Playmaker.
Yes.
And then Mr. Johnny Wilson from Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
6'7".
Mm-hmm.
Clyde Drexler. Clyde Slammer Jammer. And then y'all's defense. He's getting back to where you played.
Yes.
Under your former teammates. 20 takeaways last year, but y'all was good in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all only let people score on y'all 24 out of 34 trips.
Mm-hmm.
But the young man you brought up, the transfer out of Albany, Gerard Versey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Energetic.
Mm-hmm.
Productive. Mm-hmm. 22 tackles, 15 solos.
Got a motor.
4 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Jermaine Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Your former teammate, Scott Warner.
Mm-hmm.
Alfonso Courier. Odell Higgins. Kyle Simpson.
Yes,
Greg Myers. Derek Alexander. Andre Wandsworth. Jamal Reynolds. David Warren.
Yes,
Ronald Seymour. You got some of that in him, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
then the linebacker position. You know, Florida, y'all gonna always keep linebackers, brother.
No doubt.
Carlos DeRoach is gonna stabilize that linebacker position.
Yes.
And then in the secondary, for some reason, I'm gonna tell everybody out there that's watching this show and to the Florida State Nation. I don't care if Florida State win three games. I don't care if they win four games. I don't care if they win five. They're gonna have a defensive back. NFL first round quality talent.
Absolutely.
Whether it's safety or corner. Jamie Robinson, the nickname Eraser, like the water racer.
He's back.
The key to me for about Florida State, Bobby, I think the biggest thing is your first game against LSU down in the Superdome.
Yes.
New Orleans, like Lil Wayne. That's going to be on the block. On the block down in the Superdome. You're going to learn a lot about Florida State and LSU that evening. Final words about the Seminoles.
Hey, man, just like I told you about when you asked me the question about what was it like getting ready for this time of year, getting ready for training camp. Hey, man, we're all excited about the upcoming 2022 football season, man. And so right now we're undefeated. We're excited about where we are. We can't wait to meet LSU down in the Dome, man. We're excited about it. We're excited about the season. Excited to see these young men play. Excited to see Coach Norvell bring these guys together, man. Because there's nothing like the game of football. We can bring all these guys together on one accord to do something great. And, man, we root that on, and I'm excited, man, and I'm looking forward to the 2022 season. And, by the way, I want all y'all to know, Jordan Travis is from the 561. He's Palm Beach County, and he will get it done. That's me. That's my final word today.
Final words. First of all, thank you to our producer, Mr. Logan Landis, West Georgia. Alexander High School, Douglasville, Georgia. Thank you, man, for doing a great job today. My final words is like the great group Bon Jovi. Want it dead or alive, baby. It's all the same. Only the names will change. Every day it seems like we're wasting away. Another place where the faces are so cold. I drive all night just to get back home. The nose! In the house.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please comment and share. We are 100 Yards Football. Thank you and God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.